With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he will proceed to push his administration's policies after getting a major Supreme Court legal victory last week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Now that the high court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton, of Arkansas, is praising President Trump's handling of the ongoing Iran crisis.
Iran has a history of blowing up embassies and barracks and committing atrocious acts of terrorism. And the American people should know that that threat will continue, likely as long as the Ayatollahs remain in power. President Trump knows that, but he balanced the threat of terrorism or missile strikes against the threat of a nuclear Iran, and he rightly concluded that we had to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Sudan's civil war has overwhelmed a border town in neighboring Chad. Nearly a 250,000 refugees have arrived in Adre, and the humanitarian front line on the edge of one of the world's most devastating wars is in danger of being completely subsumed. Protesters in Venice have voiced strong opposition to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's extravagant wedding there. Yesterday, hundreds marched through the city streets criticizing the billionaire's celebration as exploitative, while residents face over-tourism, high housing costs, and a number of other problems. This is SRN News. Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented a particularly egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. In it, the new pope says, quote, "It is urgent to root out the whole church, a culture of prevention that does not tolerate any form of abuse, either power or authority, nor abuse of conscience, spiritual or sexual abuse." Potter spent two decades as a missionary priest and bishop in Peru. 10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it's been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47% point gap in the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it began tracking the measure 29 years ago. The size of the chasm partially due to a big slip in support amongst the GOP faithful. This is SRN News. Restoration is underway on the remnants of an 18th-century ship found after 9/11 buried beneath Manhattan.
Turns out it was a Revolutionary War-era boat, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fix with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation.
Our hypothesis is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775. In order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia.
Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, June the 29th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Gary Busey, who is 81 years old today. Former Congressman Fred Grandy turned 77 today. NBA star Kawhi Leonard is 34. This is SRN News.